Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. For 6 years, Lansing Mayor and City Council have done comparatively little to resolve the city's now more than $700 million of unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. The steps taken have allegedly saved the city more than $200 million. But even with what has been done so far, the liabilities continue to grow. Last week, the Michigan Department of Treasury released a list of 110 governmental units that are dangerously underfunded, either on employee pensions or for retiree health care benefits, or both. As you might suspect, Lansing City government was on this list for both reasons. This list is an early measure by the state government to push local jurisdictions to more fully disclose their unfunded liabilities and to resolve them. The next step will be to set a deadline for local governments to come up with a plan of action to resolve their underfunded liabilities or face appointment of an emergency manager. Last Thursday, Lansing Mayor Andy Shore appeared before the Economic Club of Lansing. When asked about the possible sale of the Board of Water and Light to help pay for these unfunded liabilities, he said that nothing was off the table. But he went on to say that this option was not something he advocated. Also last Thursday, Lansing City Council Vice President Jody Washington, in an interview on this station, was asked if the sale of the Board of Water and Light was a possibility. Her answer was almost identical to the mayor's, but she also explained that the mayor and council needed to take action soon to avoid such decisions being made by an appointed emergency manager. If an emergency manager is appointed for Lansing, I would expect selling the Board of Water and Light would be one of the first actions. So, how long does Lansing government have before an emergency manager might take over? Nothing is pinned down yet. In my estimation, the mayor and city council have 2 to 5 years to take action to avoid an emergency manager. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.